Are you the kind of woman who isn't interested in living the status quo life, who wants to hear from other women that are paving their own way while making waves? Well then, She Makes Waves is for you. I'm your host, Lindsay Mayuga. Join me as I follow my curiosity around what living a successful life really means. Let's dive in. Okay, ladies, now let's get in formation. I'm just kidding. I wanted to do an episode all about, is this Women's Month? I think it's called. Let me do a little research. Let me just ask chat here. Is March like International Women's Month, or what is it? What is it? Let's see what it says, because I gotta know. Okay, it's recognized as Women's History Month in the United States. It's to celebrate contributions, achievements, and the history of women. March 8th is International Women's Day, which is the global day of honoring the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. March is all about recognizing women, their power, resiliency, and legacy. Okay, all right, well, shouldn't I know that? I don't know. Anyway, so I thought it would be cool to talk about a theme I'm seeing. I think it all kind of tracks with women and our month. And I want to highlight a couple things that I've noticed recently. So I had an experience, which, you know, these things happen where you just set a boundary with someone and it's just clear and kind and crisp and short and the right way to do it. And I was met with like the person making it very personal and saying, like, do I not like them? Did they do something? They think I'm really cool. I think I add a lot to a lot of things. And I just said, I'm going to pass. I'm confused. And it got me thinking about how we're raised as women. And so like what we tell little girls and how it impacts our present day, because our pasts tell a story. And then I stumbled upon Dr. Becky's Good Girls episode of her podcast. And I thought it was really a very thoughtful way that she put together like what we celebrate. And the point she made is, it's all basically, we're all rewarded for being good girls. And she points out like all the social conditioning that teaches women from a young age to be agreeable, quiet, selfless, not to rock the boat, to put others first, to be likable and stay likable. So even during the month that's meant to celebrate women, we can unintentionally reinforce that goodness is what's most valuable about us. And I just, it was like explosions above my head, because I was like, that's what it is. It's like, go do something, but like, be nice while you're doing it, or don't upset anyone. So I love what she said. You know, in the episode, she goes further and says, like, oftentimes women are being rewarded or celebrated for their selflessness, for not taking up space, for taking care of other people, for, I don't know, just like not being a burden or a bother, or not inconveniencing anyone. And she kind of said, like, what if we turned Women's Month on its head and we celebrated women saying no without guilt, women asking for what they need, women taking up space unapologetically, and women choosing rest, pleasure, ambition, power, not just perseverance. And I thought, oh my God, Becky, this is what the rub that I'm feeling. Thank you for giving me language for what I often find myself bumping up against. And I don't know about you, but if you're like a woman like me, which I know you are, that is like wanting more, going for things, like showing up, getting dirty, getting in there, making stuff happen, you feel this a lot. It's like a elephant in many rooms. It's like just this rub. And so she was saying, like, it's subtly but important to shift and moving from honoring women for how much they endure to honoring them for how much they own their space, voice, and complexity. I just was like, Becky, thank you. And I'm listening to this book, The Tell, and it's a memoir. I don't know why I say that word so weird. It just feels weird coming out of my mouth. And she's talking about how, you know, being raised in Amarillo, Texas, which I don't even know what that is, but it's like such a Texas name. Just like how, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Just how being a good girl, and how she was raised that way, how it really set her up to be vulnerable. And it's not why things happened to her. It's a very sad story, but also very empowering. I recommend the read. But it just got me just thinking, like, wow, we want women, I think, sometimes to like be just big enough or do just enough, or there's just this energy of like, don't inconvenience people. And in the book, The Tell, you know, the author, Amy, talks about how she kind of just started to do things that inconvenienced people. Like, she was in an elevator that felt too full, and so she just like hit the emergency button and said, I'm going to take the next one. It's like, I don't need to be uncomfortable. I don't need to like smash myself into fitting into this elevator. Like, and she said everyone was so inconvenienced. And I think, I don't know, I just think it's this feeling we all have. We, you know, we don't have much of a relationship to inconveniencing people. And I think it's why sometimes when we see another woman taking up space or going after things or, you know, being in rooms or standing in their truth in ways that we're like, I've been stomaching it, or I've been, look at me over here, I'm not struggling like you, or I don't need help. And I, underneath that, for me, if I'm being really honest, a lot of times it's like, I didn't ask for help. No one helped me. And so when I sometimes, if I'm being really honest, I see a woman I view, this is going to sound bad, but I'm honest on here. If I see a woman that I think is being weak, I'm like, buck up, let's go. But to be honest, then I'm part of the problem, because her having the courage to ask for assistance that I don't feel I deserve or I'm allowed to have, it doesn't say anything negative about her that she's asking for it or needing it. It says, it brings up something in me, because I often don't feel like I need it or deserve it or I'm allowed to have it. And that's why I love the idea of flipping this month on its head. Like, what brings you joy? What do you want to do? How do you want to spend your time? And kind of talking about how I can sometimes pass judgment on other women and I want to work on it. I also have to have grace and empathy and compassion, one of them, all of them, depending on the day, I can have them, towards other women when they do what I was saying I don't feel the most proud of. You know, like when I say I'm going to pass to another woman and she says, did I upset you? Did I hurt you? Like, what did I do wrong? Instead of being like, what was that? I want to be able to say, that is so sad that we have raised little girls to become women that when someone says no thank you to them, their first reaction is, what did I do wrong? And if you can see things like that, you can have much more compassion for the person on the other end, because in no way, shape, or form should someone saying I pass mean I don't like you, you did something wrong. It's to me, that is, it's such a, and I've had this happen multiple times. So I think it's very telling of the messaging that little girls get about being good. And I don't want it to be like that. And I don't want my daughter to be more worried about other people's perception of her than her own feelings towards herself. And the thing that sucks is whenever the reason I said I'm going to pass is because I had listened to a podcast about being more direct and being honest. And that it's really, we tell little girls like, well, just say that you can't go because you have to stay home and help your mom. It's like, we teach little girls to lie so that other people aren't uncomfortable. And we teach them in that same very breath and moment to disconnect from their truth, and that people can't handle them being all of themselves or being honest. And so then we go through life thinking that no one can handle the truth. And what it ends up being is that we can't, because I can't sit with your discomfort. I can't sit with the discomfort of you being disappointed with me. So I'm going to put on a whole show. I'm going to put on a whole song and dance. I can't come because we've got a big thing at home, and none of that's true. I'm not going to make it. No, thank you. It's a pass for me. Like, why do we feel like we have to? And I, believe me, this is why I honestly didn't like working for someone, because I didn't like asking for a day off. Because when I asked for a day off, I felt like I had to be like, well, so my mom's coming into town. I haven't seen her in 6 months, and we thought it'd be fun. Nope. I'd like to have this day off. Would that work? I submitted it. Where do I submit my request for a day off? Like, oh my God. Like, why? And like, people are going to think what they're going to think anyway. That's the thing I wish we would just tell women and girls, is like, just skip it. Skip the song and dance. Shoot them straight. And see on the other side. Because there is no like other side to the song and dance. You're basically putting on a show all of your life. And to be honest, it's exhausting. And then one day, and this is hysterical, one day you just fucking snap. You snap. And I remember I have a client. She came in. She's like, you know what? When you opened Lin May Studio, she's like, you were hilarious. She's like, you were just like straight out of fucks. And I was like, you know what? That timeline does track. Because what had happened, and I've shared this in other episodes, is like, I thought I was being the perfect wife. I was like showing up at everything, doing all the things, being good. I thought I was being a good business partner. Trying to show up at all the things, trying to be good. You know, what is the right way to do this? I want to do it right. So let's go. And then one day both blew up, and it probably was a little bit more of a slow burn, but one day essentially both of those identities went into thin air. And I remember being just really just dumbfounded of like, how could things go so terribly wrong when I was being so good? I was being good. And I say being nice or being good gets in the way of being a lot of other things. And as time and space has provided, it got in the way of being honest and being authentic and being just the real me. And I kind of feel like I sometimes feel bad for people that don't have lives that blow up to the point of being able to make them different and blow up to the point of not caring so much about what other people see you as or perceive you as. But I will say this client, back to that story, she was like, you had such a stark change in how you showed up. She's like, I loved it. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I dialed it up a little hot there in the beginning. But that's the thing I think we as women need to be compassionate towards other women, because we're going to be on the receiving end of so many women trying to figure it out and trying to learn from each other and learn about like how to do this thing called life and be ourselves and not lose ourselves. And so I have a lot of compassion for myself, and it allows me to have compassion for others, that I didn't do it very well in the beginning. I was a little bit brash, and I was a little bit all or nothing. And I was a little bit like, if you can hang, stay. If you can't hang, get out. I've compromised so much in my life that I am straight out of compromise. I ran out of it. So this is how things go here. This is how it works. And I think, you know, they say about people like, with boundaries, it's like there's, you don't have to announce all of them. Like it's like the things that I create so that I can show up with you, and like they don't always need to be discussed. But I'll tell you what, in the beginning, I came in hot. And I say that to say that that's how we learn. And that's why, like, we can't really, you know, we can be frustrated at other women, but we also can say, and I have a friend, Ashley George, who's got a book coming out. I cannot wait. But she's like, I cannot expect everyone to be on the chapter that I'm on. And I think if we can view things like that, and this is like a reminder to me that not everyone's on my chapter, but, and that's okay. And the way that I show up in my chapter is all that's in my control, not how people do their chapter. And like, I think sometimes we can get frustrated. And I think, you know, a couple episodes I talked about, like, you can be proud of how you show up in any season. And to be honest, like, this episode's reminding me to have more compassion towards other women, because we're not taught how to take up space. We're not taught how to thread the needle on this thing called womanhood around taking space for ourselves while not walking on other women, or why not making other women feel less than. And so I think it's a messy road we're all walking, and the more kindness and grace we can show one another, the better. And I just share my experiences because sometimes it feels like I'm the only one out here, and I know that I'm not. And I guess I just want to say, hopefully this comes out before the end of March, like, take some space for yourself, and, you know, don't over explain why you're doing what you're doing. And trust that if your heart's in the right place, as messy of a road as it is, you'll figure it out. I'm figuring it out. Again, it's a little bit jarring in the beginning, but life's just too short to do what everyone else around you wants you to do. Because at the end of the day, you're here for more than just what you do for other people, what you bring to the table, what you take off someone's plate. You're here for more than that. And I need that reminder. So if I needed it, maybe you did too. Oh, and the card I pulled for this episode: I am whole all on my own. I will not fill a void with another person. I will not minimize who I am and the contribution I make. I will celebrate myself for how far I've come and high five my 19-year-old self. That's all I got, people. Peace.